Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind everybody that it's the Want Institute that brings us here to be with you each and every week. And we're excited about being here with you each and every week. So I'm going to remind you of the call-in number, which is 323-203-0815. And I'm going to say, Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it.
Beautiful. How was your week?
It was wonderful. I had a great week. Things are going very nicely. I'm working less hours, but enjoying it more. I'm getting to do things outside of my career. I'm becoming a woman with a career instead of a career woman. So with that in mind, I'm enjoying both sides of my personality, my masculine yang and my feminine yin.
Beautiful. I heard a rumor that you have a really exciting class coming up this weekend.
I am going to do life scripts this weekend. This is something I learned in transactional analysis. I'm a certified transactional analyst. I'm also an addiction specialist in alcohol and sex. They go together very well. I'm also a marriage, family, child therapist. So with that in mind, scripting is what they taught you was reality. They being your parents, your politics, your church, your neighbors, your ethnic group, and scripts always have a way of having a dark side that if you don't find out what it is, it sabotages your life.
I have
seen
that.
So we're going to be doing 6 scripts this weekend, Saturday, on my class.
So exciting. Now, let me ask you this. Because
what?
I keep getting this question. The question is, do you do script appointments? And you do. It's one of the things you do via phone, even.
Yes.
And the script appointment is an hour long.
It's an hour long because that's what it takes to do a script.
It's very interesting. And if you are interested in doing a one-on-one script with reading with Dr. Allen, you can contact Sue, info@drpatallen.com. She'll give you all the info. You book the appointment. You'll get your script to work on. And then Dr. Allen and you will go over it. And it's an incredibly amazing experience.
I've got to do it with
Dr. Allen. I've done it more than once. It's funny how you...
Well, more is revealed.
You do. It's funny how your script, and then also, too, like a script writer, you get to start doing rewrites for yourself.
I know that. Isn't that wonderful?
It's amazing. It's amazing. I totally recommend it. So definitely. And listen, we've got a caller, Dr. Allen. We better take that call.
Let's
caller,
take it.
You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
So I'm a client of yours, Dr. Pat, and the guy I was engaged to, he broke the engagement off last week.
He broke up the relationship. Did he give you a reason?
No. Well, what happened is, you know, he wanted to do a month apart. To see what he wanted to decide about the relationship. The thing is, he had these recurring issues of thinking that I don't work hard enough. I need to make more money. I need to work out. I need to keep my apartment better. Just
so
a lot of long list
he
of things.
He wanted a career woman, not a woman with a career.
Yeah. What does that mean? Because he's not a feminine man.
He wanted a partner. I call it, you know what I call that? Socially acceptable homosexuality.
Oh.
It's when a person basically wants to be opposite to what his nature is. For example, a man, okay, I've got to do my little lecture. Every fetus that's conceived is female for 8 days. It might be 9 days, might be 7 days, but it's around 8 days. When an egg and a sperm get together, the baby girl, which we all start out from, and there's a message there. I wrote a book. It's a man's world in a woman's universe.
Mm-hmm.
So why not have everybody be a female to start with? Then mommy's body recognizes the chemistry of the Y chromosome. Oh, my goodness, there's a Y in there. And that is when she and the baby start creating testes, testosterone, and converting this little embryo into a boy. So we start out girls, and by 8 days, mother recognizes and produces an SRY gene, which starts the creation of a mold of a girl baby into a boy. And it's solidified by 26 weeks. But sometimes the girl baby is really a girl, but mother picks up a message. And the message is, this baby has gotten some male cells into its fetus state, and that's a girl who's transgender. She's both male and female. And there are boys whose mothers didn't react to the Y chromosome. And so that boy remains in a female body. What I want to make a statement on is that we all are male. We are all female. And then we need to know what our script wants us to do about it. So your man may actually want to be with a masculine person with a vagina. Mm. But you may not be a man. You may be a real girl. There are girls that are really very male, and there are men that are very female. And yes, homosexuality is a natural state of existence for the fetus to grow through. It's not just simply a man is a man and a woman is a woman. A man is also a woman and a woman is also a man. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, you may be with a man who's a career man, and he may want to be with a career woman so that the two males make money to entertain the two females. And whatever works for you is fine. Do you work?
Yeah, I have my own business, and I also would like rent out my apartment to make extra money. But I do make money from my business. So I work, I support myself, and we were doing the 50-50. But an interesting thing I realized is last time when he broke up with me and we did the 8 weeks, and now this time he's broken up with me, you know, for good, is that I started to improve in my own way because I was apart from him. I started to lose weight. I started to work on my business. I guess I was feeling better, so I was able to do all of these things. But he didn't, it doesn't seem to matter, because even if I start to improve on those things, that's when he would actually leave as I was improving, or I don't know if it's improving, but
he made me a norepinephrine addict. Now, there are people out there going, what's norepinephrine? It's no adrenaline in England, and it's no epinephrine in America. We have three neurotransmitters that wire our brain neuronally so that we can think our thoughts and do our actions. He may be a pain addict. And a pain addict is somebody who, especially under the age of 3, had too much pain in their life, and they thought it's normal. So when they have pleasure, like you being a woman with him and you making a living, you're doing what he wants, but he may not believe that you're doing enough. He may want you to be perfect, to try harder, to hurry up, to please him, and to be strong.
Exactly.
When healthiness is be excellent, even if you're retarded. Know what's enough. I've got enough. Work easy. Please yourself. And be open to learning. So it may very easily be that pleasure is painful for him. There's a book written by a Danish therapist, and it's called A Taste for Pain. Her name is Maria Marcos. And it's translated into English, but it says what I teach so clearly. And that's a pain addict. It's literally a discomfort with pleasure. They don't believe it. You see,
so does he cause himself pain when he breaks the relationship apart? Is that painful for him, or is that the relief for him?
Yes, that's painful. Do you know how comfortable he feels doing that?
Oh.
I know who you are, and I know that you really acquiesce to him.
Yeah.
You really said, I'm going to do my best to be a woman with a career. Right?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that, and I did that. So
hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
What happened?
Hello? Hello? I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. I'm not sure Dr. Allen
hello?
Can.
Oh.
I can hear her, too. Let me see. Let me talk to the switchboard here and find out what's going on. Yeah, the caller is still on, Dr. Allen, so you can go ahead. Dr. Allen, can you hear me? We've lost Dr. Allen. Hold on one sec. We're reconnecting her right now.
Hello?
There you are. We lost you for a minute, Dr. Allen.
Where did it go?
No, she's still here. She's still here. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, yes, Dr. Pat, I did tell him I would do my best and I was a woman with a career. So, yeah.
And you know that was the moment that you brought him pleasure and he reacted by chasing pain.
Wow. Okay. Because it's like the ante kept getting raised of what it was he was asking me, but I kept saying, okay, yes, but he still
left. You kept acquiescing. You know, I love the word acquiesce. That's when you do something for the team that you wouldn't do if you were single. So I want you to know this is his script problem.
Okay.
But don't be surprised if he's coming back, because he's working through his script and he can literally, he's gotten the information. He's pretty much passed the test like you have. You're engaged to be married, right?
No, we broke it off.
No, but you were engaged.
Oh, yes, I was. Yes, exactly. Yeah, got that far.
And did he ask for the ring back or did you give it back?
No, he didn't. He didn't mention the ring. He didn't ask for it back. And so.
Well, guess what? Maybe a part
the last
of him
thing he
knows,
said was, I'm sorry.
I want you to understand, I think he's under the influence of his negative script. So please don't get mad at him. Pray for him. But don't get mad at him. Just watch and see what your acquiescing love can do for him when he misses the pleasure of you.
I have a hard time believing that's possible, or that because I think such a big deal to break the engagement.
When I asked you to acquiesce to him and you were willing to leave him, remember?
Yep.
I'm asking you to do the same. Will you give him November and December to marry you?
And just be passive. I don't have to do anything, right?
After you don't have to do anything. But I want you not to be mean to him. Do you remember what the lesson is? Don't be a critical person with a man, you see? Because that's your script.
Exactly. Don't chew him out. Don't leave him. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Make sure he does the leaving.
And I don't have to do anything when he's gone.
Nothing.
I just wait. Okay, got it.
You wait for him to want the painful pleasure you bring him. Isn't that an oxymoron? The painful pleasure you bring him. It may take him 6 months to a year to believe that you love him. I hear a script.
And at the 8-week mark, is this the time when I would do the high buy still at the 8 weeks?
Yes, that's right. That's right. You would write the high buy letter from this vantage point.
Right. I wish I was done with the relationship.
Read it to me. What?
I wish I was with the empathy, apathy. You know how you say you're done? Because
I feel
like
you're done with the relationship when your epithet. Empathy and apathy. You can't even get mad. You just this is so sad.
No, I'm not there. I wish I was.
No, you're still feeling for him.
Yeah.
Push the arrow
feel for him.
Through. Push the arrow through. When you push the arrow through, it doesn't ruin as much flesh. When you pull the arrow out, you rotten man, you're destroying the, you know?
Yep.
You know what you're doing? You're tearing a hole in you.
Wow.
There's
How
a wonderful
do you cope
book,
with...
and it's called Scripts People Live by a major, major transactional analyst who died a few months ago, Claude Steiner, S-T-E-I-N-E-R. Scripts People Live. It's a transactional analytical book, and it's all about script.
Okay, I'll get that.
All right?
Yes, got it. Okay, thanks, Dr. Pat.
Hey, caller, make sure you update us.
I will. Thanks, Kelly. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Well, we know what the theme is tonight, isn't it?
We do. Yes, definitely. We've got another call coming in. We have a great switchboard. Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you very much. I have a pattern. Well, at least two relationships where this occurred. And I'm wondering if there is
No, you have a script. Let's use the word. You have a script.
I have a script, or they do. Okay, so what's happening
Everybody
is
has
the beginning
a script.
Of the...
Everybody
well,
has
that's
a
true.
Script.
That's true. So in the beginning of the relationship, both of these men talked about homosexual, not that they were involved. In fact, the first one just told like how he was clueless, and these homosexuals would come on to him, like his roommate took him out to dinner. Not until he was out to dinner did he realize
sure.
he was in a
they
gay
were
bar
attracted to him.
Right, right. But the thing is he made it. He was so. He made such a joke of it and so much fun. And eventually, you know, I married him, and I questioned whether or not, you know, he wasn't bisexual or something. Then the second man I dated after the divorce would talk about situations that men would approach him, and actually he does have kind of a vibe like that. But
that's
I thought
normal. That's normal.
Was really, cool. But I didn't think, but he said, oh, I would have never done that. And then, so I was curious. These men are trying to suggest that, yes, they are, but they don't want to tell the truth.
You know what? They may not be conscious. People are not conscious of their scripts until something big happens. Therapy, something, a divorce. We all have to look. 90% of human beings don't practice mindfulness. They don't look inside. Thank God Dan Siegel is promoting it. Mindfulness, paying attention. Why am I doing this? You see, what's the result? To really pay attention to how you're living.
Really pay attention? Well, then maybe that. Okay, so the second guy, he also told me when he first started going out that his wife thought that he had cheated on her. And I'm like, I thought, why is he telling me this? And then I had, but he seemed real honest and like he was trustworthy. But, you know, it was the first 6 months, so he's still proving himself. But then I had another gentleman who told me a situation he had with his wife where he actually slept in the hotel room, but his wife and kid left and with a good friend from high school that he's known. I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? I would, if you were my husband, I'd never let you do that. I mean, he said they could have stayed, but they didn't want to. So I'm wondering, are these men suggesting and testing me? Like, I mean, are they seeing how
I want to know the following. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Did you pick them with your eyes for their beauty, or did you pick them with your ears for your need for status and security?
Well, the one guy I met online, so the first thing I saw was his picture, but I've seen lots of pictures and not get turned on. We really got turned on to each other when we were talking on the phone, and we had a lot of things in common, and, you know, he acted like a real man. That one
did
acted,
you,
the first one.
Was your chemistry
no,
based on your eyes or your ears?
No, my ears.
Okay. What did they see in you? Are you successful or are you sexual?
Well, I've been successful in the past, but I'm probably very sexual.
So you attract men to you that like your sexuality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Men...
Harvard no, no,
did a
no.
study in the 90s, and men, two-thirds of the time, want to marry for sensual and sexual stability. Women want to marry for status and financial stability. There's a great book David Bust, and it's called The Evolution of Desire. So I want you to understand it may have been their script that saw you as a sex object.
Mm-hmm.
Did you or did you set up standards for them? I'm not having casual intercourse.
I did. Yes.
And did they stay with you? Did you get engaged to anybody?
No. I got promise rings actually from both of them, but I'm the one that broke it off with both of them.
I hear that they were more feminine, that you're feminine and they're feminine, and that's too many girls.
Well, certainly with the second one, that was the case.
All right.
Really.
Have you ever
But the thing, the way I also question.
Have you ever been with a man you were afraid of?
Well, the one that I'm a man, the first one that I was talking about, he talked about how he slept with his, in the same room. He claims he didn't have anything, no sex with her, but he had, while he was still married, and he stayed in a hotel with his good friend from high school, it was a woman. I was afraid of him, but there's afraid where I've never really been too afraid, but with him, I was afraid, sincerely afraid at one point. But then there's this nervousness that I get with him, but I like it. It's like, it's not a threatening
nervousness. What I'm hearing is chemistry. Now I'm going to ask you another question. Uh-huh. Was your dad faithful to your mother?
No.
That's what turned you on script-wise. Do you understand that when men are not responsible sexually, they are women? That's their script. So I'm afraid, my darling, that you need to be with men you're afraid of, because those are controlling masculine men.
Well, I know I want an alpha male. That's no problem. It's really kind of hard to find one.
Have you ever had one? Have you ever had a man that could handle your brain?
Well, these men, I thought they could, and I do real fake beta real well.
Yeah, but fake beta is fake beta, and that's when you're so smart, you're a competitor of your man, and you defer by acquiescing to him by faking you don't challenge him. So
yeah.
I want you to be with the man you're genuinely you with. You understand?
Yes, I want that too.
Because I'm hearing your dad was a girl, and you like guys that are girls.
I used to, but there's a good chance that
they might be gay. What?
I said I used to, but I was mistaken. I really get turned on by guys that are masculine. That are
all right. So how about we don't do girls with penises anymore?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find, and that's why I'm trying to find a pattern in the beginning.
Where are you hunting?
Well, I used to go online quite a bit, but I'm not anymore. I'm just kind of...
Why not?
Hunting is... We're not supposed to be hunting, right? That's a male quality. We're just supposed to be passively waiting.
Darling, women present themselves.
Women what?
Present. I want you to understand...
Oh, yes,
that a man who puts himself on a website, okay, will brag about his power, his control. You see?
Mm-hmm.
He will want
to. Yeah, that
woman,
doesn't bother me. I like it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. But you have decided now that you know that you naturally choose feminine men, you won't do it for masculine men.
Yeah.
What's that about? That sounds like a script.
Well, you know, it's funny when I start, even on the first date, I can tell whether it's an alpha male or not, because if I'm doing most of the talking, he's not an alpha, I am.
So are you, only 10% of the population is alpha.
Right.
And half of those are bad people. They use their power inappropriately. That's a good book by Richard Connor, The Natural History of the Rich. Woo! About alphas, but not good alphas, bad alphas.
Mm.
So my recommendation for you is hunt down men that are truly more powerful than you are, so that you can be the whole
you. I love access to them. How
what?
Do I get access to them? How do I get access to these powerful
you
men?
Read it in their, you read it in their promotions, you know.
Oh, okay.
What is it? There's some that are for girls picking guys.
there's, oh, the Bumble. I've never used it where Bumble. Girls get to pick. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But that's not good because that wouldn't be alpha men, right?
Maybe there would be. What I want you to do is find that website. I'm not part of it, but mm-hmm. I'm saying that what they're doing is giving a man like you, who's also a woman, an opportunity to perhaps find somebody that wants to be tested, tempted by a woman who's powerful enough to be their woman.
I think it also has to do with where you present in real life. Like, for example, if you think an attorney or a doctor is a powerful person, then if you're looking for an attorney, like, for example, okay, in California, if I was looking to date an attorney, I would be looking in Beverly Hills or Century City, you know?
Perfect. I'm moving to LA. Perfect.
Well, it's same thing with New York. Like, if you're looking for somebody
same
powerful.
Same thing with Texas.
If you're looking for somebody powerful in New York, you're looking on Wall Street. You know, I mean, it's like, where
good,
is the power?
You.
Where is the
right.
power?
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Thank
so,
you.
Like, you're probably not going to find a powerful alpha male if he's taking ballet lessons. It's, I mean... And
and
here's the other thing too, and I say this to my children: if you want a guy who's an executive, you're probably not finding him at a bowling alley. Not that there's anything wrong with men at bowling alleys, but
no,
if you're
right,
looking,
no, I got it right.
You know, if you're looking for a lumberjack, don't look in San Francisco.
So we just did a bit of your script. Do you want to challenge it?
How do you mean challenge it? I certainly want to change it because I know.
Well, what I'm saying is don't keep looking for your dad.
Well, for God's sake, I'm not. I mean, I thought I was.
Yeah, but that's what you've got. You've got guys talking to you about sleeping with other women and feelings, and they sound like your dad.
Oh my God, it just drives me nuts. I'm like, I don't even hang out with girlfriends. I don't want to hear about your feelings. I want you to
I understand
mine,
that.
For God's sake.
But a man who's a woman talks like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go
for
you,
it.
Guys. Thank you so much. I love you both. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that's really the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is that old? What was that? Sandra D. Where the boys are. We've got another caller. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi. Yes. Hi, Pat. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
I'm a norepinephrine addict, and I'm also trying to reduce.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I know. And I've done a lot of work with you, and I'm trying to I'm working towards redoing my script. And a really nice gentleman man has met me on. He met me at the beach, and he moved here from the East Coast. He moved from the East Coast to California, and he's very sexual. He's in his late 60s you can hear my voice. So as sexual, I mean, he wanted to, we have plans for a date tomorrow night to go to dinner. When we met for coffee the next day after he met me, our first date, he said he really liked my toes and he wanted to rub my feet and that all sounded really good. And he, you know, made plans for a hotel room after dinner so that we could go hike and have breakfast the next day, have breakfast and go hike.
Yes.
And I said, oh, you know, thank you so much. That sounds great. And so I was, you know, because I can go without having intercourse, you know. I wanted to be respectful.
Did he accept that?
No. And I'm happy that he, because when I met him, he said, you know, my son, and he go, and he, I, you know, here, moved here from East Coast, and right. I'm very straightforward.
He said he did not follow through with that date. Is that what you're saying?
He canceled the reservations for the hotel because I needed to disclose a few things because I didn't know exactly what his intentions were. Like, to go away to a room and, you know, play and have him rub my feet and do all that, I'm totally fine with that.
I
sounds
know
great
that.
Because
I, hear
I need to be desensitized.
You were very straight with him, but he wanted to be crooked with you.
Or he just he has no idea what a pat girl is.
Well,
there are some things I needed to.
That's his script. And that means he's going to have to pay for that kind of attitude with, he could just buy a prostitute.
Oh, right. Well, what we're going to do, I'm happy that he still wants to see me. He still wants to see me. I said, you know, I know.
He's stripped up. So you're going to go out with him anyway.
Right, so we're going to go, I'm going to go to dinner tomorrow night, and then I'm going to go home, you know, go home, and then I'm going to drive down to his place, and we're going to go to breakfast, and we're going to go hike so that we can, you know, and he was really, I used your tools. I said I have a sensitive subject that I need to bring up regarding the hotel room.
You made an appointment.
Is it convenient, when is the convenient time for you? And he said now,
respectful.
And I said, I was respectful because also there's things I need to disclose about myself and where I'm going, you know? So I also, you know, so I said, I don't have promiscuous intercourse.
I love what I'm listening to. I love it.
Oh,
I love
my
it,
God.
It.
You know, because you've been throwing the book at me for a year and it's just
have
scary to me.
Getting to I Do?
I do. I got the Stay Married and Loving It. I really do
you
want to have a relationship.
That book is still in the stores. Since 1995.
Well, anyway, so I'm just, I'm, it is. So I'm doing my best to communicate, like speak up appropriately and stay out of the
terrible. I hear wonderful things. What are you asking me? Because I like what I hear.
Okay. As far as the sexual stuff, because, you know, because when I see you, I'm going to want.
Wait a minute. Everything is sexual. Taste, touch, smell, see, and hear. Intercourse is when we get to play God. We get to make a new people out there.
Right.
Intercourse is what you negotiate. No oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse without an agreement.
A contract. Yes.
A contract. Yes.
Right. So he knows where I'm going because when I stated those things, because we were, and he was really happy that I brought those things up. You know, we could talk about it. And he's like, I'll, you know, cancel the, you know, I'm like, great. We had a really good adult conversation. So, you know, the sexual part, which is nice, because I noticed when we were kissing and stuff, his hands going up my leg and that's nice. But I was, you know, then I can notice the fear because
I
liked
that. I understand that because he's moving on your Bartholomew glands, and once you turn on and get addicted, you'll give him what he wants.
Right, exactly, and that's, you know, I've gotten myself in almost, I used to drink, you know, so I in the past, I found, like, how did I get back in the lion's den, you know?
Right.
And thank God escaped, because, you know, like, what's your long-term plan for me?
So,
I'm going to go, I'm going
to,
boundaries, right. But he doesn't know I'm in some program, but my question is, I just need to suit up and show up and smile and say, yes, please. And thank you. And no, thank you. Correct?
That's right.
Okay. Cause I'm a dating phobe. I love me, me and myself, we travel all over, but I really do want a partner.
All right. Okay.
I'm cracking the egg.
Remember, men get what they want when they go after it. Women get what they want when they say no to what they don't want.
Right. Okay.
Like casual sex.
Sex. Yeah. No, I'm not having any of that. So, because
okay.
This one really sounds like a keeper. I really love what I hear. You know,
okay.
not he is. handsome, but I'm and I have a really good sense about him that he really does, you know, that he is really a gentleman.
He's negotiating.
Yeah. So, a question. Okay. So we were out for coffee and he didn't throw his trash away and I had a harder cup and I just followed him to the car, you know, he didn't get my car door for me, but he said, oh, this is your car, you know, and then we drove in separate cars to go watch the sunset. But, I'm just watching those kinds of things because it's important to me to clean up. Is it, if I were to say like, I'm going to take my cup back into the restaurant because I had some guy one time with the shopping cart.
What are you trying to train him?
I clean up the earth, but I didn't this time because I always put the shopping cart back and I had a guy say, really? Like, and I said, yes, I'm going to put this is the shopping cart that we use. I'm putting
Why
it back. That's what I do.
Why are we talking about your personal cleanliness?
Okay, because I just don't know if it's like overstepping a boundary for a guy or like what is the blow
it's
to their ego?
It's not overstepping. You're doing something for you.
Okay. So I didn't know if I made a mistake last time because I never heard from that guy
That's
again.
Not-
you know?
Picking up after yourself or anybody else is your issue.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it doesn't come out as bad. It just comes out as your issue.
Okay. And then I just stand by the chair so he gets it. And I'm just petrified because this is really going to be like a really real date that I met in person.
I know that. Just be sober. When a woman uses mind-altering chemicals, she knocks out her feelings, which say no, and goes into her intuition and says, oh, maybe he'll like me better. That's
right. Yeah, no.
Smart.
No, I know. I haven't had a drink in 17 plus years. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Have fun.
Okay. That's the plan. Yeah. Have fun. Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck, Colin.
Okay. All right. Yay. Thank you.
Dating phobia. We hear that a lot.
Yep.
One more call. Here we go. All right. Let's see. Do we have you on the air yet, caller? There we go. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi there. Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
So a man met me online recently, and we had one very nice date, and then he immediately went on a long business trip, so he's out of the country, and I'm wondering about, well, I'm feeling insecure because he asked me to send pictures, and I'm not sure the picture I sent was good enough, and I'm just having a hard time with the whole,
Are you saying... He didn't like your picture?
Well, he hasn't actually responded yet, so I'm just feeling very insecure about it. But
remember, he has 8 weeks to reach back.
Okay, yes. Okay.
That's rumination. Think, feel. Men think from A to B to C to D. We think from A to Z and work our way backwards. We like
okay,
him,
yes.
And we're already designing the wedding.
Yes, that's very true.
Okay.
So, he mentioned a couple of times before we met, the word admire came up a lot. Like, I need someone I can admire. So, I'm
Wait a minute.
Inferring.
He said that about you?
He said he said in general he's looking for somebody he can admire. So
he wants
I take
an
that
alpha
to...
woman.
Oh.
He wants a woman that can use her brain and her heart.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about that.
Remember the book, The Yin and Yang Way of Life. Men have yang bodies that are built to do things, but they have yin souls. Never going to be a woman as sensitive as a man inside the anima.
Hmm.
We women have yin bodies. We're smaller and whatever. but we have yang souls. No. We're having it now in our culture. The Me Too movement is a bunch of women saying, no, you can't use me or abuse me, period. So when you're dating, you've got to use four people that are trying to date, two men and two women. Do you like to be the woman or the man?
Well, I want to be the woman. I'm kind of recovering from being masculine, but that's what I want to
that's
be.
Your script. Is your mother masculine?
Yeah, she was.
Was your father a wuss?
A little bit, maybe. I mean, she kind of controlled the shots more, I would say. My mom did.
Okay, so you're having a date with the man. Do you think that he's an alpha, that he has a brain and a heart?
Yes.
And you have one of each?
Yes. Yes.
So you're in charge of saying no to things that are immoral, unethical, or illegal. Why don't you raise your right hand? I'm going to take you to the pledge.
Okay.
I promise.
I promise.
To respect the man I love.
To respect the man I love.
Even when.
Even when.
At times I think I'm smarter.
At times I think I'm smarter.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I promise.
I promise.
To keep my masculine mouth shut.
To keep my masculine mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police?
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
First. You see what that says?
First.
It says, don't take charge of anything without permission. Acquiesce to what he wants unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal. You understand?
Yes.
Because two yang, even a gay couple is a top man, bottom man. Women are butch femme. That we need to waltz, not disco or slam dance.
So I know you talk about, you know, don't teach without getting permission.
Yes,
what does that look
don't
like
teach
on a date?
Preach, bitch, moan, or question without permission.
Okay. Okay. So, in other words, on a date, you know, if I have some area of expertise, I let him be the expert or whatever. Is that right?
Yeah, do it. But if it's immoral, unethical, or illegal, say no.
Okay, right. Got it.
Like, for example, say in your spare time you're a wine aficionado and almost a sommelier. But he's going to pick a wine, even if it's Boone's Farm Strawberry, which you drank when you were 14 in the back seat of a car. Just shut up. Just let him, just let him be the man. Let him drive, because two drivers, Pat loves to say this, and she's right. Do you want two pilots or do you want a pilot and a co-pilot? I'm tired. I want a pilot and a co-pilot. I don't want two people fighting in the cockpit.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's
that
terrifying
really makes sense.
When you think about it like that, up there in the air. Whoa.
Okay. I really want to get this. I really want to get this. I really like this
good,
guy.
Good, good.
I want to do it your way.
Good.
We love that. And update us.
Okay, I will do that.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody, I want to remind you, if you go to www.drpatallen.com, you can sign up for our newsletter. And if you sign up for our newsletter, you'll have all the information about what's going on with Dr. Allen, including, you would know, but I'm going to tell you the bad news now, all the classes all the way to the end of the year are filled to capacity. However, Dr. Allen does phone appointments. As little time as 15 minutes, however long you need, you can contact info at drpatallen.com for that. And If you go to our website, you can see what classes we have upcoming. I know Sue is going to post the first quarter of 2019 shortly, but our current classes are full. Go to www.wanteyestore.com to find out about what's coming up. Go to www.drpatallen.com to be the first to hear about what's going on with our new classes and all of our products through the newsletter. And I want to also remind you one more thing. If you don't have the app, LA Talk Radio has an app. You maybe aren't home, but you still want to listen to the show. You can download it on your smartphone or your iPhone. So check it out. It should be on one of those Play Stores. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we leave?
What I want to say is the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Beautiful. We love you all. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.